here in Donegal. We had an absolutely brilliant June, July and August, but we're facing into a very uncertain 9 months now. Normally at this time of the year, you know, the wedding business and the meeting and conference business would carry us through the winter. That's not going to happen this year. So the next couple of months are very uncertain and we're very worried about.
And does the hotels industry require more government support in this area to carry on throughout the winter and throughout the next 6 to 9 months?
Yeah, without the supports that the government have provided to date, there wouldn't be a tourism industry in Donegal, or indeed there wouldn't be a tourism industry in Ireland. So we're asking the government to continue with those supports to enable us to survive over the next 9 months. We employ an awful lot of people here in Donegal. We employ almost 8,000 people here in Donegal. You know, if the supports aren't there, all of those jobs will be in jeopardy. So we're calling on the government, as I say, to keep the supports in place until June next year.
It is normal to see a fall off from the summer months into the winter and then into the spring. Has the fall off perhaps been more significant as, well, more people may have shown up for holidays in the summer, but now in the winter perhaps people will have a further fear of COVID, perhaps money isn't as freely available as it used to be. Has there been a fall off in occupancy rates and bookings coming into the winter season now more than normal?
Yeah, massively so, Daniel. You know, as I say, June, July, August were great. September was okay, but once we go into October, the tourist numbers coming to Donegal has just fallen off a cliff. We'd be very, very concerned about it. I suppose on a positive, Fáilte Ireland are starting a TV advertising campaign in the next couple of weeks promoting Donegal as a destination. You know, hopefully that will help bring some more people here. But I said to you at the outset, we're very, very concerned about the next 6 to 9 months for the industry here in Donegal.